There are conversations around us, mostly photographically based conversations, if that's possible. I'm sat here with Sophie Wright, and I'm in the London headquarters of Magnum Photos. If you don't know what Magnum Photos is, I thought I'd just turn my phone off. I didn't. I just looked at it. There we go. It's off now. If you don't know what Magnum Photos is, Google it, and you will probably see pages and pages and do you Google yourself very often?
No. Well, every now and again, I guess, actually. I Google myself, but not Magnum, because Magnum has got pages and pages and pages. You're right. I am cultural director at Magnum. We're in the print room, by the way, for people who probably don't know where that is. It's 63 G Street, London. And this is a space for photography where we show exhibitions for a year, which are for sale. And we also have educational activity and photographer talks and things like that here too.
Which I didn't know that you actually kind of did tuition education here, which is pretty interesting because there's a lot of photographers kicking around wanting to extend their knowledge base. Do you tell them how they can earn money or just how they can tell better pictures or what do you tell them?
Well, we've only just started doing this. We've been doing workshops for a while, which my colleague Fiona Rogers coordinates from here. But we've started to think about doing professional practice a bit more because as a sort of elite collective, I guess, is what Magnum's perceived as. And we sort of feel it's part of our responsibility to pass on our knowledge. As a staff, we really want to do that. So it's an opportunity for people to come for a two-day workshop and they get 1 hour talks by people that we collaborate with regularly, like, you know, for example, the picture editor of the Telegraph or a commercial agent or someone from Metro Imaging. And they give a talk about that area of activity. So it's kind of passing on their knowledge of that sector to the photographers who can do what they want with it.
Sure, sure. Interestingly, you're open to the public, aren't you? And not many people know that.
Yeah, that's true. We're quite a discreet space. We weren't actually set up to be like a big gallery here. We're kind of, we're a small team of people, but we have this space. It's got four exhibitions a year, and it's open from Wednesday to Friday, 11:30 to 4, and on Saturdays between 10 and 1 when we have an exhibition on.
In a nutshell, give me a very quick potted history of Magnum Photos. Are you going, no, why are you asking me this? Because there'll be people going, oh, I've heard of them, but I don't know that much.
Okay. Magnum Photos was founded in 1947 by four photographers, Robert Capa, Cartier-Bresson, George Roger, and David Seymour. And basically, they had kind of come together. They knew each other during the war, and it was formed to really sort of enable them to be independent from the magazines at that time, which at that point were holding on to negatives from photographers' work. So it was a sort of way for them to retain authorship and also the rights to their images, which they could then resell using the archive, which would sustain them to be independent and to pursue their own projects. And that really was how it came together. As a collective owned by photographers, it still is, which is pretty unusual these days. It's a much bigger entity now. There's four offices in New York, Paris, London, Tokyo. Over 70 estates and photographers worldwide, but we are still a collective. We're still owned by the photographers, and we're still here, which is pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing when you look at what's happening to the photography world in general, as in photographers having to diversify. But then Magnum itself is moving with the times and diversifying itself. You've got a whole new kind of arm of the organisation kicking off now, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, we started really looking at the web as a means to sort of self-publish. This began with the Magnum Motions, which came out about 6 years ago through the New York office. They were spearheaded by Mark Lebel. He's been in the press recently talking about how we're planning on developing that area of activity basically developing a whole new sector of the business sort of dedicated towards web-based publishing, because clearly this is the way business is moving. We still have traditional sectors. We obviously have print sales, which are another equally important part of our activity and probably easier to kind of, what's the word again? Monetize?
Monetize. I did pick you up on that earlier on. Don't worry, I can't spell.
Sorry, I can't speak. I mean, it's interesting how analog and traditional sort of techniques are building in interest at the same time as the web sort of takes hold or is developed. So we are obviously looking to move with the times, and clearly we have to look at apps and self-publishing to do that.
Fantastic. I'm going to have a look at some of these pictures around the wall before I go. Thank you very much for asking me to come in, and I won't talk about what we might be doing in the future, but we may be working together, which is all very exciting. Tell me, who's on the wall right now?
This is actually a show which shot at the end of July. But we've got Jim Goldberg, Patrick Zachman, Antoine Dagata, Bert Glynn, and Leonard Fried. It's a mixture of vintage and contemporary work. It's an exhibition called The City Stripped Bare, which was in response to the Tate Modern exhibition Exposed Voyeurism in the Camera. And it was looking at the underside of the city through documentary photography.
A passion of mine for sure, even if 99.5% of it nowadays is done on my mobile phone, which is getting less and less frowned upon, don't you think? There are Magnum photographers doing projects on their mobiles, aren't they?
Quite a lot of our photographers have done the occasional project on their mobile phones. I mean, I think they're all experimental with the medium. Some are using film now, some are doing audio. You know, you have to roll with the times. So,
So even the prestigious members of Magnum doing multimedia.
Indeed. I wouldn't say they'd be taking pictures on the phones that would be uploaded to the archive, but they will certainly be doing that for personal projects. And multimedia, some of our photographers have always worked in film and in photography, but that's obviously an evolving thing.
So when do you think the mobile phone will be ready for its images to be uploaded into the archive?
That's an interesting question. I don't know. I mean, no one's done it yet.
What does it need to be, apart from a good image?
Well, I completely agree. I don't know. That's just not something that they've done yet. I suspect the younger generation guys might look at doing that, but it's not something that's been discussed.
Well, who's going to be the first?
Well, this is a company, of course, that only recently agreed to take in photographers who were retouching and fiddling around with their pictures.
Fiddling around.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, there's one photographer, Antoine Dagata, who has used it in a creative capity. That's what I mean.
It's not manipulating rather than doing the darkroom touches.
Absolutely. Okay. Darkroom effects, no problem, but manipulating, different issue. And Magnum has always being prided itself on being true to its subject matter.
It used to be full, show the frame, the full 35mm.
Our press terms are still no cropping, overtyping, all that kind of stuff as well.
So if it's a square format camera, that's how you expect to get it. If it's 35mm, that's how you expect to get it.
At the photographer's discretion, of course.
Brilliant. It's fascinating. It's all fascinating. And it's interesting to be, you know, just sat here talking with you about such a... I don't know. I got a soft spot for a lot of the people involved. I've got shelves and shelves of books from people that come from this agency, and there's no shortage of inspiration, let's put it that way.
And obviously, for those of you following Christian, there's basically another... There's a big Magnum app on Twitter. Not Magnum app, sorry. Magnum has a big account on Twitter and on Facebook, so you can go and find more out about us there.
Definitely. And your Twitter name?
Right, Sophie. I Twitter for myself as well as Magnum. I should make that clear.
So. Yeah, definitely. But there's Magnum Photos on Twitter and Right Sophie. That's with a W. RIGHTSOEPHIE. Thanks for that. Right. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thanks, Documentally.